Jesus came from Galilee to John at the Jordan to be baptized by him. And John cried to prevent him, saying, I need to be baptized by you, and you are coming to me. But Jesus answered and said to him, permit it to be so now, for thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he allowed him. When he had been baptized, Jesus came up immediately from the water, and behold, the heavens were opened to him. And he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting upon him. And suddenly a voice came from heaven saying, this is my Son, in whom I am well pleased. Now an angel of the Lord spoke to Philip, saying, arise and go towards the south, along the road which goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza. This is the desert. So he arose and went, and behold, a man from Ethiopia, a eunuch of great authority under Candace, the queen of the Ethiopians, who had charge over all her treasury, and had come to Jerusalem to worship, was returning. Sitting in his chariot, he was reading Isaiah the prophet. Then the Spirit said to Philip, go near and overtake the chariot. So Philip ran to him and heard him reading the prophet Isaiah and said, do you understand what you are reading? And he said, how can I unless someone guides me? And he asked Philip to come up and sit with him. The place in the scripture which he read was this. He was led as a sheep to the slaughter and as a lamb before its shearer is silent. So he opened not his mouth in his humiliation. His justice was taken away. He who will declare his generation, for his life is taken from the earth. So the eunuch answered Philip and said, I ask you, of whom does the prophet say this? Of himself or of someone, some other man? Then Philip opened his mouth and, beginning at the scripture, preached Jesus to him. Now as they went down the road, they came to some water. And the eunuch said, see, here is water. What hinders me from being baptized? Then Philip said, if you believe with all your heart, you may. And he answered and said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. So he commanded the chariot to stand still, and both Philip and the eunuch went down into the water, and he baptized him. Now when he came up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord caught Philip away so that the eunuch saw him no more, and he went on his way rejoicing. God bless the reading of the word. You may sit down. This is an incredible event. This is an incredible opportunity that we get to share in what two families are doing this morning. And it's a recognition of what God is doing in their lives. It's a recognition that God paid the price for our sin. It's a recognition that we can do nothing of our own, and everything that we need to do is done by him. And what this symbolizes is a clean life. Is a clean life. Where are you? There you are. I am so excited for you this morning. I am so excited. And you see, even Jesus saw the need to be baptized. His reasons were different, but he honored the tradition and he waited till he was 30, because that's when they recognized you as a man and you were there to inherit and you would start, if you like, your proper work. And Jesus was baptized. Now, if this is something that Jesus did, it's good for us to do also. And I want to encourage you, if you have acknowledged Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, if you are seeking to work out his teachings in your life and have not been baptized, get baptized. What? Why? It's just a dunking. We won't hold you down for long, I promise. Long. We're let the Spirit guide us to see how long we should. Sometimes it's a bit longer. We did have a cough and a splutter once, and I did tap the person and say, I think you ought to bring them up now. No. Someone's to say, Ben, there's someone who's really nervous about it this morning. Do you know what? The world would say that kind of sometimes our acts don't mean a lot. But what we do is significant. We know, don't we, how powerful our words are. How it can build up or tear down. And some may say, this really doesn't mean anything. our actions and what we do mean stuff. And you see, what's going to happen this morning is a change in the spiritual realm. And you may not see it, you may not feel it, because we have to touch things. You know, it can't be real if I can't see it, feel it, or touch it. It's not true, because we're dealing with a whole different realm. And this morning, as you go down and as you come up clean, the heavens will be open. And Lord, I'm called for the dove, and I'm called for the voice as well. You know, you can do whatever you like, Lord, but it's not about those outward things. As incredible as, I mean, that would be pretty cool, hey? Yeah? Dove, hey, goo goo. And but it's what's going to happen on the inside. And you see, if you don't feel anything different, it matters not, because something has happened, because God's word says it has. Something has happened. And you see, this is an ongoing process. You see, getting saved is a process. I was saved. Let me share with you really briefly. At 4 years old, I gave my life to God because I wanted to go to heaven. Pretty good thing. And you see, it's a process. I didn't understand a lot at four. But at nine, I gave my life again because I didn't want to go to hell. I think that's pretty good as well. And at 13, I gave my life again because I fell in love with Jesus. And I remember at 13 going, I love Jesus. I really love him. And the following year I was baptized. And this is a signification of the process going on in your life. That God's shedding blood, Jesus shedding his blood, has paid the price for your sin. And this has signified a clean life. Do you know what the good news is? Yeah, hold on. No, it's fine. Do you know, you are a new creation. I'll give you a scripture. You are a new creation. It's 2 Corinthians 5:17. So when you got born again, you were made new. And this is the ongoing continuation of that process. Do you know you do not have the sin nature in you anymore? You are not predisposed to sin anymore. How could God make a new creation and still have the sin nature in you? It doesn't make sense. Adam had no sin nature in him, but he still chose to sin. So, you know, there's still the enacting of our will. But like we sometimes say to our teenagers, and we speak negatively over them, because they say, well, you're going to go through a bad time, and we almost forgive them because they're teenagers. Yeah, let's not talk that way. Let's not talk that that has to be. And I know the hormones raging through our teenagers. Keep on track, Ben. You don't have to sin. It's not like, well, actually, you know, it's still my nature. No, it isn't. If you're born again, if you've accepted Christ into your life, if you've repented of your sin, then the sin nature's no more. We still have choices. But you have all the power that God has given you over your sin. And you have no need. And I want to encourage you, expect to hear God more. Expect to hear him. Now, I don't very often get an audible voice. There was once in my 42 years when I actually feel like I heard an audible voice. And about 30 seconds later, in fact, I was sitting there in March 2012, and 30 seconds later, the person at the front said exactly the same thing. Is there an echo? And we often don't hear, you know, that audible voice. But what I've learned is, in the way I feel, in whether or not I feel at peace about something, or whether or not something is just nagging at me, that almost every single time, that's God. And I want you to, from this point forward, to trust what God is doing with you on the inside, and trust and take that leap of faith. Trust that you are now different because of what you've done this morning. God loves it when we do this. He loves it. Maybe I should have had another one where we just hold out our hand for his. Yeah. God loves it when we just don't know, but saying, Lord, I'm trusting in you. And trust that because of what you're doing this morning, you'll hear clearer. After Jesus came up, the Holy Spirit descended upon him. What about Philip and the eunuch? Do you know, the early church, you know, after about 50 or 60 years after Christ had died, they put in a load of process. You know, church are great at putting process in. And if you actually read that, they would wait years and years and years before they would feel somebody was ready to be baptized. I don't get it, because it's not what the scripture says. I don't get it. I think what happened is Philip, in speaking to the eunuch, when this man's had an encounter with Christ. This man, actually he's probably there and then, is having an encounter with Christ and he's ready. Don't think you have to wait years. And that point where I could say, I love Jesus. I think, you know, you can argue that at 4 and at 9 I had a different encounter. But at 13, something happened that even though sometimes the Bible doesn't make sense, God doesn't make sense, this world doesn't make sense, it will not rock my faith in him. And I had had an encounter and somebody saw that in me and says, you need to get baptized. And just about 3.5 miles away in Fox Holly swimming baths, one Saturday evening, I got baptized. So I am so excited with what's going to happen today. I am so excited. And I want to say it again. If you've not got baptized and you can say, I've accepted Jesus, I've accepted Jesus as Savior of my life and I'm working out his teachings, you're ready. Come talk to us. Come talk to us. Because the enemy is really good at putting reasons and stumbling blocks in our way. And what you're doing this morning is recognizing what Jesus did for you on the cross. The reason why we only get baptized once is because it's done. Is that when you are baptized, you're entering into that and you recognize it and you've said it and you're done. And sometimes people say, Ben, that was 20, 30 years ago and I've gone all over the way in my life and I feel like I need to get baptized again. There's nothing to do. It's been done and you've recognized it. That's why it's good that you've had that encounter with Christ. So I am excited for you this morning. Not only because you are following in Jesus' footsteps, because actually what will happen. And I just want you to recognize it. Don't go on whether or not you feel funny or different or see something or hear something. The Bible tells us that heaven was open. And my belief is as you just walk in obedience to him, that actually your Christian walk will speed up. Allow it to. Yeah? Allow it to. Sometimes in Britain we can be so cautious. We're health and safety mad. I missed 2 of my children's sports days. One because there was a puddle somewhere on the playground. The other one, it did rain. And it's like, oh, come on. I wanted to say to the head, look, it's on me. Yeah? I've got some kind of public liability insurance I'll find, you know? And don't let people, you know, well, you just want to go slow. Go for it in Christ. Listen to people. I know you, all of you, and you've got people that speak into your lives. Let them. They'll give you wise counsel, but push on and push forward because God has got a calling on all of your lives. And he's got purposes and things that he wants you to do. And today is like a catalyst, a catapult that will just move you forward. I've run out of time. I could go on and on and on. I'm just going to pray. I'm sure people are praying for you, but I just want to pray. Where would you stand, those of you who are just getting baptized this morning? I know I'm messing up the agenda. I'm sure there's some prayer somewhere, but as I'm preaching, I've got the mic, I'm going to do it. Would you just hold out your hands? Yeah? Yeah. Ready to just receive. Father God, I thank you for these 3. Holy Spirit, would you just acknowledge what they are doing this morning? Father God, would you just, Lord, wash them as white as freshly fallen snow, as clean as the cleanest garments this morning? Father God, would you speak to them, Lord Jesus, of their purposes? Would you assure them, Lord Jesus, that their fears and their concerns have no basis in you? And would you just set them free this morning to grow in you more and more. Holy Spirit, just bless them, Father God, this morning as they receive your wonderful gift of baptism. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen and amen. Bless you. I'm so excited for you. I am so excited. Bless you, God. Craig.
Thank you, Ben. You okay? Do you want to put your things on there? She has the tissues already.
Are you okay holding the mic, sir?
Yeah. Hello, church. Hi. I want to thanks for my parents be here and also my friends come all the way along, and I met some two Chinese girls today, and I really welcome them here. So after church, have a chat with them. Yeah. And a lot of you probably already know me and chat with me. And when I start thinking about to write my testimony, all my memories begin to pounding into my mind. Really, I don't know where to start with. 2 years ago, I came to Shirley, left my old home to seek shelter at my friend's. It was the last day of the OM week. So, at SCF. And Poppy immediately joined the craft and the groups. And I really thank God for that day that he brought us here and gave us a family ever after. So for... Yeah, for whoever you don't know, Poppy is my daughter. She is 6.5 years old, and I'm really, really proud of her. The most recent message got sent to me through someone was, just have faith. If you need something, ask God. If you're asking right, he will give to you. If you're asking wrong, it still be okay. God will correct it for you because God can adjust it. You just need to trust him. I came from a non-Christian family, but think back in the past, I had many times close to know God, and Jesus was keep knocking my door, asking me to open and get to meet him. And God is patient with me. When I was a child, my mother used to have a Christian friend. I never met her, but she brought me with picture books and information about Jesus. My mother used to hear I was praying when I was little, probably about exams results, something like that. I came to the UK 11 years ago. I had a few Christian friends, and I was amazed by their cheerful and bright outside, and kept thinking I want to be like that too. I know now it was not because their personality or character, it was because they have Jesus with them. I want Jesus cast out my anxiety, worries, cleansing me with his hand. He knows me from the beginning and be with me all the time. He gave me and my daughter Poppy a new home with family and friends. He encourages me when I'm down and cheers with me when I make even small progress. He speaks to me when I ask for help and leads me through in all situations. The best way is not always the easy way, but God can make all things possible. Something I didn't written down here, but there's a lady this week, she gave me a plate, and it written that not everybody wonder is lost. And she said this, she want to give it to me. I really feel encouraged. So, yeah, not everybody wonder means lost because Jesus is there. So one thing I really want to tell the others who doesn't know Jesus yet or who is not ready, do not worry. Try to talk to him as if you talk to your best friend or your family. Keep seeking and ask him. He will respond. Prayers do work. God just needs to connect with you. So start to ask.
A minute. Dear Lord Jesus, we thank you that you have brought Lay and Poppy to a safe place. And that she's come to know you, Jesus, as Savior. We thank you for the remarkable way you have provided for her.
神啊, 我们谢谢你, 你用一种不可思议的方式供应雷。
And we thank you that you have indeed made Lay a new creation.
Amen. 而且我们谢谢你, 神啊, 你真的将, 雷, 重新塑造成了一个新的生命。
I want to thank you, Lord, for all the good things that have been passed on to her from her mother and father.
神啊, 我们也谢谢你, 从, 雷从她父母身上所继承的很好的优点。
And I ask now that as she receives the Holy Spirit in her life, those creative gifts will be able to honor you and bring great joy to others.
而且我们也真心的希望，在雷接受神作为我们的救主以后，他身上所拥有的这些天赋，能为神所做工。And
as she starts this new phase of her life, we pray that you will fill her with the Holy Spirit right now.
现在他来到你面前，神啊，我们向你祈祷，圣灵能够充满他。
Will you enable her to pass on the fruit of joy and peace?
希望能用她能够将圣灵的果子喜悦、喜乐和平安传递出去。
And will you give her wonderful supernatural knowledge and discernment, wisdom beyond her years? So, in Jesus' name and with his authority, I pass that on to you. The authority of King Jesus. Amen.
Lord Jesus, you have experienced and I have seen a young lady who fell at your feet in total weakness.
神啊, 我们能, 我在, 我亲眼见证了你在一位年轻人身上所, 实行你的奇迹。
She cried out to you in her weakness, Lord. And you heard her heart, and you have lifted her up. You have put her in a strong place. You have put her feet upon the rock, which is Jesus.
神啊，他向你哭泣，而你呢？你真正的将他抬升起来，你医治了他的病痛，拯救了他的心灵。
We thank you, Lord, for your wonderful love, that you lift the fallen and those bent beneath their loads.
神啊，我们感谢你，你用你不可思议的爱拯救了这个灵魂。
Lord, we thank you that you love those who are rejected and downtrodden. And we thank you that you have poured out that love on Lay and Poppy, and that you have lifted them up, and you have changed their hearts and their focus. Sorry, that was a bit...
神啊，我们真心的感谢你，你在波比和雷的身上，你将你的爱倾倒下来，并且你将他们抬升起来，从他们的那种沮丧灰心的心里面重塑了他们。
And Lord, we thank you now that again today, Lay is going to fall at your feet in a different way, in an act of worship, trust, and obedience.In getting baptized.
今天在受洗的以后，我们真的希望雷他能从此就能够顺服在你的脚下。
Worship, trust, and obedience.
Okay. 敬拜你，顺从你，并且信靠你。
Lord, we ask that as she.Comes up from that water, that you will fill her even more with your Holy Spirit, that she will continue to trust in you, to obey you, to hear your voice, and to grow in the knowledge and love of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. 所以当雷从受洗的水里再出来的时候，我们真的希望你能够更加的用圣灵充满他。并且呢，更加的信靠你。并且他会，在灵里面以顺从的心来在灵里面来成长。
Morning, church. We would like to thank you to come all of our friends, our families, especially our family from Poland.
Yeah, and our best friends is here from Poland. Yeah, thank you very much for coming.
So. As many of you may know us, my wife's name is Sylvie, my name is Jarek. We have two children, David and Liliana. David is 16 and Liliana is 8. We came from Poland around 6 years ago. maybe I will start talking more about me, and then I pass to my wife. I live in Poland above 30 years, and I grew up in in the culture dominated by Roman Catholic believers, and also I was brought up in this faith and culture.But from very beginning, I did not feel good to believe in this way. And at the same time, something was missing, and also something was too much. in my life and the way how they believed in Poland. I always missed for direct contact with God, and I was looking how to be closer with him. After we came to UK, I always tried to find a proper way to follow Jesus. And after a couple of years, when we settled in Shirley, something was happened. For me, it's some kind of miracle. Our daughter went to the same class in junior school with other girl, which both were from abroad. They became the best friend later. Actually, it takes around 2 years. We met her parents, and we became friends as well. And someday they invited us to come to the church here when they are going to see how it looks, what people they are here and how they cherish the God. When I came to this church first time, I was shocked. Everything was different, but in the same way, in the same time, very interesting and close to my heart. I had feeling that this is what I was looking for all my life. I always knew that he was looking after me and he helped me to care about my family in the hard times, even if I didn't know how I can thank him for everything. Now I know how I should to cherish God, to be thankful for everything what we've got from him and for this, what we are, that we are his children. Now I think that we know the right way to follow God, and if we will ask him for help, he will help us, or we will find out why something happening in different way what we would like to be. Now I can see how many times God helped me and my family since we began coming here to SCF, and we started pray to him directly and deeply from our hearts. For example, when we had to leave our house and try to find a new one, He's done a miracle for us again. It was so amazing. This is really heart-touching when I think about it. We were looking for a new house to rent for our family, and we found one, but after we paid initial fees, I had a phone call from estate agency, which by through we rent the house that time. They asked me if we would be interested to see the house, which is not on the market yet, and we could be the first family who will see this house. When we entered into this house, we knew that it was given to us by God to have a place to live, which is better, closer to school, to our workplaces, and it was even cheaper than currently rented. So we decided to cancel all formalities with renting the house, which we found previously, and for which we already paid fees, and take this house, which God gave us. I think that many of you remember that I had a knee surgery on January this year. I know that God healed me and helped me to recover so quick after operation. And doctors in the hospital were surprised that I could walk with no pain and problems. Now my knee is completely healed by God, and I know that it's happened because God loves me. And I love him, I believe him, and I trust him. I'm really happy that me and my wife, we are here today, and we can be baptized in Jesus' name. And even so bad experience. Even so bad experience from last days, which probably Sylvie will explain you in her testimonies. So bad experience from last years, by which enemies tried to pull away us from God, tried to destroy our faith and change our decision about baptism. Can't change this. This is the most important day in our life. And we are so happy that we can be here in this special moment and we can celebrate with you.
I'm stressed now. My name is Sylvia, as Jarek said, my husband. On beginning, I would like to apologize to you for my language, because sometimes it's not easy to say something in English, but hopefully you will understand me. And we will be, I'll try my best. me and my family, we came 6 years ago, how Jarek said, from Poland. I'm very happy to be here today. I always believed in God, but I wasn't so close with him. Everything was not right in my life. I would like to share with you about my testimony with God. When I came to England, I tried to find a job, and everywhere where I worked, something wrong was wrong. For example, one place was very heavy environment for me to work, and I had the problems with my stomach and my back, and I must to change. In other place, I had a good chance to get a contract, but on the end of my probation period, I've got an infection in my tooth, and I was on sick note a very long time, and I had to leave again. I lost my chance again. I had to change work a few times. On that time, I didn't know why it happened to me. But I understood this after, because now I know that it was a God way. God had a different plan for me. I had problems with my health as well. I had a big pain in my intestines. I was many times in hospital for treatment, nearly 3 years. But it wasn't better. I was on special diet because I couldn't eat properly. Food made my stomach irritated, swollen, very painful. And I couldn't work for a long time again. It was a very hard time for me. I've got depression and I had to take medicaments for my better existence. It wasn't the end of my problems. We had also leave our house and find something else to rent. It was very hard time for me, for my family, because I didn't work. Our financial situation wasn't too good, so we tried to find something cheap and close to schools. And here in Shirley, I fell down. And I felt down and I was disappointed of my life because I didn't understand anything. And we started to go to Catholic church because I used to be a Catholic that time. I was trying to find an answer from God. I was looking for him. I prayed, and one day something happened. I know now that it was calling from God. About 2 years ago, our daughter Liliana, she said that she has a best friend from her school named Miel. And she would like to play with her one day after school. I was very happy that she has somebody very close to her heart there. I met one day in school her mom, Miri, and we talked for each other about friendship of our daughters. And she invited us to her house as a family for lunch to spend some time together. It was first time when I've spoken with somebody about God so long time. It was amazing time. For from that time, we became the best friends. They told us to come to here, to this church, to see how it looks. And when I came first time with my family, I was in shock too. Everything was different than in Catholic church, everything, but I couldn't wait to come back here next time. This church and people are amazing. I love you all. I thank you so much for everything what you're doing for us. We met here. God, we know how to worship here. I never felt so warm, loved by people, and blessed from God. Everything has changed. God healed me from my illness. The doctors couldn't understand what happened, that I am healthy and if any medicaments didn't work. But I said to my doctor, God healed me. It was little, they laughed, but I know my heart and I know that it was from God. Also, after so many months to looking for the job, one company invited me for interview. And when I was there, they asked me if I am interested to work on different position, which was better than I applied for. But still I had to wait which one they will choose for me. But I trusted to God. And I knew that he will choose the best for me. I prayed to him on my way to home that it was possible that he could give me that better work. And after two weeks after, company called me with good news. It was an amazing to see again, how God is great all the time for me. Also, we find a new house for us. We've seen this house before all the people, and it was miracle, yeah. And that people, they were on waiting list, and we could to see before them. And that day, on the morning, was a few different families to see this house outside, and they are waiting. They were waiting. It was a miracle for me because God prepared this house for us. We are very happy now. Even what we believe now, Satan didn't want us to be here today. And he tried to destroy our faith and love to God, giving us on last Friday, looking serious accident to our daughter next to this church. She is injured in her head and she was in hospital. But thank God that she's better now, she's coming back to health. This is God's way, and nothing can break our chain and our relationship with God. We want to be baptized, and we want to give our life to God. Thank you for listening, and we are inviting you all to celebrate on the biggest day in our life. Thank you.
God gave me a picture for you of a single teardrop pearl necklace. And that reminded me... Oh, sorry. I'm not used to this. Did you get that?
Can you say it again? I wish I couldn't read it. Where is it?
Hang on, the picture of a single teardrop. God gave me a picture for a silver.
Okay, the picture.
Bóg dał mi obraz. Na szyjniku perowego.
Okay. And in the Bible, it reminded me of a story in the Bible.
Yeah.
He's in stress, I think.
So it reminded me of a picture in the Bible.
Przypomniało mi to obraz z Biblii.
Okay. And that is the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant looking for fine pearls. When he found one of great value, he went away and sold everything he had and bought it.
Królestwo Boże jest jak jak skarb ukryty w gąszczu. Kiedy mężczyzna znajdzie, człowiek znajdzie, ukrywa się przed nim. And w jego dobroci idzie i sprzedaje, daje.
Sorry, wrong verse.
Sorry. It says stress me.
This one, again. That one. The kingdom of heaven is like a merchant looking for fun and pearls.
Królestwo Boże. Okay,
try to translate one word each, so maybe we'll be able to. May we start from the start?
Yeah,
maybe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's just that one verse. The kingdom of heaven is like a merchant looking for fine pearls. When he found one of great value, he went away and sold everything he had and bought it. Okay.
Królestwo Boże jest jak Królestwo Boże jest jak sprzedawca szukający pięknych pereł. Kiedy znajdzie wreszcie tą o wielkiej wartości, idzie i sprzedaje wszystko, co ma, żeby ją kupić.
This is going to take. This could take a long time. Okay. So you could be reading it while I say it. The Lord sees that you are like the merchant, but you have been seeking not for a pearl, but to know who Jesus is and what he is really like.
Pan widzi, że jesteś jak ten sprzedawca, który szukał tych pereł, lecz ty nie szukasz pereł, tylko ty chcesz wiedzieć, kim jest Jezus i kim jest i jaki on naprawdę jest.
You have discovered that Jesus is that pearl of great price. And you have been willing to pay the price so that he can be your savior and Lord.
Odkryłeś, że Jezus jest właśnie tą perłą o wielkiej wartości i chcesz zapłacić za niego tą cenę, żeby był twoim zbawicielem i panem.
Okay. Jesus also wants to say that you are his pearl of great price.
Jezus też chce powiedzieć, że ty jesteś jego perłą wielkiej wartości.
He gave up his home in glory to seek you out. He gave his life on the cross to save you. And he gives the gift of his Holy Spirit as your constant companion. You have found the pearl of great price.
Oddał swoją miłość, wielkość, aby znaleźć Ciebie. Oddał swoje życie na krzyżu, aby Cię zbawić. Dał Ci dar Ducha Świętego jako Twojego ciągłego kompana, przyjaciela. Znalazł perłę wielkiej wartości.
And I haven't even prayed yet. That was the picture. Lord, thank you so much for that beautiful picture of how Sylvie has searched and found you, that pearl of great price. And thank you, Lord, that to you she is a pearl of great price and value. You came from glory for her, for each one of us. You gave your life for her on the cross, and you want to be that constant companion that she was so seeking. Lord, we ask that you will fill her afresh with your Holy Spirit today and in the coming days as she and Yarick and David and Liliana worship you and seek to follow you with all their hearts, with all their minds, and with all their strength. Lord, we give you glory for all the miracles that you have done in their lives and that you're going to continue to do. In Jesus' name, amen.
And as I was seeking God this week for both of you, you'll be pleased to know I've typed it out for you. So we don't need to. You can translate it later. But God spoke to me about Yarek, and Yarek being a gritty person. I preached recently about the importance of being of grit and sticking at things, and you've both stuck at things through difficult times, and God has put a quiet strength inside you, Yarek, that strength for the long race, an ability to see things in the distance and move towards them. He's granted you great perseverance in seeking out his truth. And Sylvie, I believe God's made you creative. He's made you generous and welcoming. He's put a spirit of spontaneity in you. And he's made you inquisitive and questioning. And you clearly love your family very much. You're two sides of the same coin. And I believe there is something really powerful about you both being baptized today together. I believe that God isn't just doing something in you individually. He's doing something in your marriage, and he's doing something in your family too. So this is a transformational time, not only for you as individuals, but for your marriage and for your family as well. And God took me to some Bible verses, which you've got here on the sheet. But the one that really came to me was, seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all other things you need, he will give you all the things. So as you've testified today, as you've sought him, God has given you all you need. And so keep seeking his righteousness and his kingdom, and he will continue to bless you with all that you need. And you've got the other Bible verses there as well. So bless you. So if you guys were just to sit down a moment, Penny's going to come back.
Joanne King.
Yes, yes.
On your confession, we baptize you in the name of Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Can they all see? Accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior.
Yes, I accept.
On your confession, we baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Sylvie, do you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Saviour?
Yes, I do.
On your confession, we're pleased to baptise you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Thank you.